Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other. Ephesians 4:32.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. A Marriage Observed was written by Dave Brannan and read by Stephen Tabor.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. A Marriage Observed, written by Dave Brannan. Of all United States presidents, Jimmy Carter had the longest marriage. He and his wife Rosalynn were married for 77 years. When Carter was asked the secret to his long, successful marriage, he replied, "Choose the right person to marry." Beyond that, he named three other concepts for marital success: reconciliation, communication, and devotion to faith. We see the idea of reconciliation in Ephesians 4:26. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. The Carters took this seriously. Every night, we try to make sure we're completely reconciled from all the arguments during the day, Jimmy once said. We can also see the secret to Christ-like communication in Ephesians 4. Paul wrote, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you." God ordained marriage as something good, something established by Him. Proverbs 18:22 says that marriage is a divine blessing. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. And the way we treat one another, in marriage and in the entire body of Christ, can encourage and positively affect others. Whether we're single or married, our words and actions can truly reflect the loving, forgiving heart of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of marriage and the wisdom you gave to devoted lives like the Carters. May we pursue reconciliation before sundown, speak with kindness rooted in your forgiveness, and reflect your loving heart in every relationship you place before us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. How can God help you reflect Christ in your relationships? What does it mean to be compassionate and forgiving today?